children.
In what way?
Disciplinary measures or in philosophy.
Yes, yes, yes. My father was very strict. And he used hickory, how do you call it?
Hickory stick. On you.
On me and on you, Elvira's father. I remember put two chairs together, laid us down on the chair, but he did not hurt us.
That's a very important point. But it didn't hurt you.
Didn't hurt.
And you never held it against him.
No, no. I think it was a good thing. Instilled in us some kind of sense of respect and some kind of sense of obedience, or taking advice and taking, parents' consideration.
But you didn't use this form on Kitty.
No.
Did I? Do you think she suffered in any way because of this?
No, she developed in spite of the...
in spite of the leniency.
She's a good girl.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? I guess the lack of English was a problem.
No, I didn't.
Your daughter asked me to ask you about your wedding.
My wedding.
She said your wedding in Hungary was unusual. What was unusual about it?
Well, my parents lived that time, but that's a family story. I didn't even hint or something. My parents were in America at that time when I was married. So I had nobody in my family to be with me when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, one cousin, a husband of my cousin, was there. And Kitty's uncles and brother. We got married, state marriage, we call it. No. No religious marriage.
Did you ever have a religious marriage, or was it just a civil marriage?
That state marriage is valid legal marriage.
Okay. I had the feeling when you were talking about your father's discipline with you,
yes,
and his strictness, that this did you good. I had an idea you might be saying something about kids today. Do you have any thoughts about kids today?
About kids?
Today. The lack of discipline.
Yeah, I have, but I don't understand it. I say it's not good. I think that more discipline, more strictness would be helpful. Don't let the kids too loose.